Today's daf is Yuma, daf Ayin Zayin, 77. As we continue here in the last parak of Parak Yom HaKippurim, and we get back to Ayin Vav Mabes. The Gemara has now been discussing the five Inuyim, as we know, and trying to find Makoros in the Psukim. Not Dafka, that means it's Daraisa, that's the Rambam Shita, and that's the Ran Shita, but the other Rishonim say it's all Asmachtas. The only explicit Inuyim in the Torah are, of course, Achila and Shasiya, along with Isser Malachas. So the Gemara here is talking about Rechitza and Sicha. So the Gemara found a pasuk in Sefer Daniel, which says, V'soch lo sachti. Daniel says that when he was, and it's called a state of Inui, because he is told, Al Tira Daniel, from the day that you started being Mis'aneh, I have basi bidvarecha. I have come bidvarecha with your words, as we'll see what that means in a couple of minutes. But that is the first source for Sicha. Based on that, that's called Inui. The Torah just says, be ma'ana yourself, and that is called Inui, and that's how you know Sicha is included, either on a Daraisa or on a Darabana level. How do you know Rechitza? So then we quoted the Pesukim and Tehillim, back and forth, Rechitza and Sicha being connected to each other, they're both using a liquid on the outside of my body, and in that way, Rechitza is bechal sicha, sicha is bechal rechitza. There is a connection between them. Just to mention, we mentioned at the end of the shir yesterday, very quickly, the Ritva, but it's really Tosfos. Tosfos on the next Amud, on today's daf, and daf Ayin Zayin Amun Aleph, discusses whether this applies to other areas of halacha as well. That's where Rabbeinu Tam says, right? We haven't had the Tosfos yet in this Masechta. So here's the Tosfos about the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Right in the middle of that Tosfos, it says, Pirsha Rabbeinu Tam, the Kol Inuyim de Yom HaKippurim Lesnu Elami Durabanan. All Inuyim of Yom Kippur are Durabanan, says Rabbeinu Tam, besides Achila and Shestiyah. The Kroy Asmachta Bialma, Lavarmi Achila Veshestiyah. Dharma Lakaman, because after all, we're going to see Be'ez Shema later on in today's daf. If somebody gets their hands dirty, they're allowed to wash their hands on Yom Kippur. What do you mean? It's an Issa Daraisa. This is Daraisa. Why should you have a hefter just because your hands got dirty? If something's usser, it's usser. It's not pikuach nefesh. So you'll have dirty hands the rest of the day. The fact that there are heterim, plus the melech and the kala in the Mishnah, says Rabbeinu Tam, says the Rush, says Rashi, that shows us that it is only an iser dirabanan. And then he adds, v'iyavi daraisa yosu b'cholinyin, elami dirabanan, umudar adam lasuf b'chelef, d'lashchan d'itzer sicha k'shasiyah, elab yom ha-kippurim, u'b'tshumah u'b'isser anav. And then Tosfos says he has the important point. And the only iser is here by Yom Kippur. That's where it is Asur Durabanan. The concept of Sicha, Kishtiyah, applies in this context on a Durabanan level. But let's say, taking Chelev, which is Asur Bahana'a, are you allowed to smear, if I liquefy Chelev, am I allowed to smear it on me? Says Tosfos, yes. Delo Ashkechan da'a Itzer Sicha Kishasiyah, I only find this Asur Ela B'Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur on a Durabanan level, Ubit Shruma, Ubit Isurihana, and by other Isurihana, Ravina Sarf Labarti Beguarki de Arla, he smeared it by Arla, and then he was asked, he's only doing it Shaloki Derechana Asa, Aval Chelev, the Chelev that's Mutter Bana, Aval Chelev de Hateri Bana, Mutter, I'm sorry, the other Isuri Hana, not Chelev, Chelev is Asur Bachila, Ubit Shruma Asur, Mishum de Ika Asmachta de Loyichalu, Yom Kippur, Yat Shruma also has a Asmachta, which might mean that's also Durabanan according to Tosfos, Ubi Amikipur, Masur Mishum Tainuk, Aval Mishum Refua Shari, O Yadav Melechlachos. So that is the Tosfos at the end of Tosfos called the Milso. We'll have to get back to this. Hey Chadena Bishol Tainuk Shari. If it's not enjoyable, so then that type is Mutter. We'll have to talk about that on Amud Beis, what we paskin. Again, I'm sorry, I want to get into specifically Chelev, Isra Achil, Isra Anab, but in terms of outside of Yom Kippur, Tosfos says only certain Isuri Hana'a that have special limudim are included in the Isra, but other contexts are not. And that's what the Ritva said as well in this sugya. Okay, let's continue now with the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amid Beis. First wide line. Mai va'ani basi bidvarecha. What did that phrase mean? The pasuk that we quoted relating to Inui was based on a pasuk in Daniel where someone, so now we get into the context of the pasuk, and Rashi helps us out, Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, is allowed to go back into the Bezdin Shel Mala, and he says, it's because of you, Daniel. Anipasi b'dvarecha. So what's the background to that story? So we're going to have a story now about visions of Daniel and Yechezkel and Malachim. So obviously a lot of this should not be taken literally, but we'll try to get messages from some of the elements that are mentioned in the Gemara. My va'ani basi b'dvarecha. Right, the Rambam says, "Nochel zisodi atorah." Malachim are not do not have any physical qualities. There are 10 different levels of malachim, but none of them are physical. They're all above the level of bria of anything that we could see. Remember the svarno on the pasuk of Hashem Echad. The dal, we have a mesorah that the dalas in the Shema Yisrael in the Torah is big. That symbolizes the four levels of creation. Says the svarno. You have the domains, the inanimate objects. Then you have the physical world, which is the people and the animals, and not the same chilek as the Kuzari. Then above the physical world, you have the angels, and above the angels, of course, not above in space, but above in quality, is of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu, above the levels. So, Vani Basi B'drarecha, what does that mean? Hainu Tachziv, V'shivim Ish B'zikne Beis Yisrael. I saw, says Yechezkel Hanavi, I saw a vision of the 70 elders of Beis Yisrael. Remember, Yechezkel's in Bavel, the only Navi to be in Chutz La'aretz, and he has a vision of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. V'ya'az Niyahu ben Shafan omeid b'tocham, omdim lefnehem, v'ish miktarto b'yado, and everybody, all these 70 elders are in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're all about to offer k'tores to Avodah Zarah. V'asar anan k'tores oleh, and the smoke of the anan k'tores goes up. Remember, Rashi quotes in Yechezkel that this is how the Yechezkel was proven to be a Navi Emes. That he said all of these nevuas of events that were taking place in Eretz Yisrael at the time that it was taking place. And they checked out afterwards and they realized it was at that exact moment. Right, Asar B'Teves, he announced when the siege was happening by Nebuchadnezzar, and they said, really, how do you know? And they realized it was at the exact same moment. That's how they realized he was an Avi Emes. Vayishlach Tavnis Yad, Vayikacheni B'Tzitzis Roshi, and somebody, Yechezkel describes, in his vision, pulled me by my hairlocks, Vatisa Osi Ruach Ben Aretz Ben Hashemayim, and they brought me between heaven and earth, Vatavei Osi Yerushalayma. And they brought me to Yerushalayim. B'maros Elokim El Pesach Shara Pnimis Aponet Safona. They brought me to the Shara Pnimis that's on the north side. Asher Sham Moshav Semel Hakina Hamakne. What does that mean? Something that causes jealousy. That means Avodah Zarah. Vayave Osi El Chatzar Beis Hashem Hapnimis. I saw there between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which we appreciate these areas at the end of Maseches Yuma, 25 men, Achoreyem El Hechal Hashem, Upneyem Keit, Merachman Al Islam, have their backs facing the Hechal and the Kodesh Kadashim, and their faces are east, Veheima Mishtachavim Keit Mal Hashemesh, and they are bowing down to the sun. Down to the sun, that is the situation that Yechezkel is shown in his vision, and his vision is even brought to the place. If they're facing east, I know their back is west to the Heichal. What's the emphasis? They went to the bathroom. They relieved themselves there. They didn't just turn around, but they relieved themselves there. Right? Unbelievable Avodah Zarah. Remember, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah, why is it, certain philosophers ask some of the Tanoim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates all the Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, then why doesn't he just get rid of all Avodah Zarah in the world? Whenever somebody uses something for Avodah Zarah, it should explode. It should, you know, it should destroy itself. So the Tanoim answer, it's in the Mishnah there, in a Nundalot or so, and the Tanoim say, what? If for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if people only worshipped items that the world didn't need to exist, okay, fine. But people worship items that the world needs to exist, meaning the sun and the moon, and you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the world, you know, for these shotim sheba olam. So the philosophers continue and say, okay, so leave the sun and the moon. Why don't you just go to the other one that's already bows down to this chair? So let the chair disintegrate. So why don't you say at least those? So the answer, no, but that would prove to the other of the Avodah Zarah that their Avodah Zarah are even stronger, like the Baal Tzifon syndrome, right? If there's only one left, said, oh, you see, God is not powerful enough to get rid of that one. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a certain perfect system, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not about to change the world based on certain people who abuse and misuse the world. And that Gemara goes right into two other examples of this. The Gemara says, if somebody steals some seeds and plants them into his field, you should say it shouldn't grow. You should say the seed shouldn't do anything. It's right. He stole. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Olam Kiminago Noheg. The world continues to exist, and the Shotim Shaba Olam Asitin Litin Esadin, by seeds. And then the third example, besides the Avodah Zarah, besides the seeds, are if a person is Mizana. If a person is Mizana, you know, it should be that pregnancy shouldn't happen. Right? It shouldn't be a mamzer problem in the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it that nobody should succeed and have any results of their Maisa Avera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Olam Kiminago Noheg. And the Risham Shaba Olam Asin Litin Esadin. See here too, they're worshiping the sun, so you might say the sun should just not rise that day. People are abusing the sun. No, the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, Asin Litin Esadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change the entire world upside down because of some Ovdi Avodah Zarah. See here too, so this is what Yechezkel sees. So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMichael. Michael, Sarchu Masecha. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Michael, Malach Michael. And he says to Michael, your Ummah, your nation, has sinned. Sarchu Yumasecha. Right, this might remind you of the Gemara in Shabbos, Peites, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Avraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, and each one, he says, your nation. So Yitzchak finally has an answer at the end. It says, my nation? What about your nation? Right, all of a sudden, right, when a Lahavdil, when a parent gets upset, he says, oh, your daughter, your son. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first Yitzchak Avinu says, one second, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. It's no more mine than it is yours. But here, that's the lashon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, he kind of transfers the blame. Sarchu Masecha, Amar Lofan of Ribono Shel Olam, Dai L'Tovim Shevahem. No, no, don't destroy them. There are some good ones. There are some Tovim. There's a lot to say, but let's just finish the story. Or at least get a section of it. Amar Lo, Ani Sori Fo Samo L'Tovim Shevahem. I don't care. I'm going to destroy all of them. Why? The Tovim Yishanim says, Lofi Shalom Michu. They didn't try to stop them. They didn't give proper tochacha. So what happens? So Miyad, Michael does not stand up. So Miyad vayomer el ish lavush habadim. Right? This is all Yechezkel talking. He sees, it's said to the man lavush habadim, which is Gavriel, vayomer bo al beinos lagalgal el tachas lakruv, umalei chafnecha gachalei ish mi beinos lakruvim, take coals of fire from between the kruvim, which is between different certain levels of malachim, uzrok alayir, vayavoleinai, throw it on the city, meaning burn. Burn. This is Yechezkel. This is Bayis Rishon. Miyad, vayishlach akruves yado, mi beinos lakruvim, el ha'esh, asher beinos lakruvim. What happens? They takes it, vayisa, vayitein al chafni, lavush abadim, vayikach vayetze. What happened? As we're going to see, Gavriel did not take the fire himself, but he has another angel as an intermediary to get the fire and then to give it to him, to pour it into his palms. Again, doesn't mean physical palms. It means some type of Gavriel giving a lesser of an onus. He doesn't want the coals to be as hot when he pours it onto Yerushalayim. So he has somebody else to take it so that by the time it gets into his hands, it's a little cooler. Right? Every time you pour something, it cools off. Right? The concept of klisheni, right, could be alluded to in this discussion. But all it means, again, not literally, it means that Gavriel lessened the onesh that he was going to put onto the city. Amar of Chana Barbizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Il Mali Lonitz Tananu Gechalim, Miyado Shel Michael, Liado Shel Gavriel, Miyado Shel Kruv, Liado Shel Gavriel, Lonishtairu Misonan Shel Yisrael Saridu Palit. Nobody would be left if he had actually done what he was asked to do. Nobody would be left of Kla Yisrael. Viksiv, Vihine, Ha'ish lavush habadim asher akeses b'masnav meishiv davar lemar asisi kasher zivisani. And Gabriel then says, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did everything he asked me to do. Asisi kasher zivisani. And we know that is not true because he just did a slight different. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ba'ozasha hotzio leGabriel me'acharei pargod. They threw Gabriel out because he didn't do exactly what he was asked to do. Umachyu shisen pulsei denura, and he was whipped, so to speak. That just means that he was now distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That itself could be the punishment. Amrulei, ilo avata, lo avata. If you didn't do what you were asked, fine. You didn't do what you were asked. Yavata, my lo avata kid defakducha. But if you did something already, why don't you just do what you were commanded to do? But he couldn't. He had to help out Am Yisrael a little bit. Again, what do you mean? Malachim don't have Bechira. How did they change here? Okay, good question. Not for now. The O, Da'avatcha, Leslecha in Mashivin ala Kalkala. And also, fine, you did it, but you have to tell us. You have to tell us the terrible events that occurred. Ein Mashivin ala Kalkala. You don't be the bearer of bad news directly. So therefore, he was asked to step out, which means he was lowered a level, so to speak, on the levels of angels. Stop there for a minute as we talk about a couple of other points. First, why the Michael? Michael was the first one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to. So the Marsha says here that Michael, we're going to get to in a few minutes, Sarim of other nations. Right? Who took Gabriel's place? The Sar of Paras and the Sar of Romi. As we know stories throughout the Torah. Yaakov Avinu fought with the Sar of Esav. Different Sarim in history. If you look in the Marsha here says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to Michael? Shehu Sar Shel Yisrael. He's the Sar of Yisrael. As it says later on, we're going to get to Michael Sarchem. Michael is unique. He is the Sar. Remember the beginning of Maseches Brachos? Michael could jump the fastest and the farthest. Right, he could do it ba'achas. Michael, there's certain powers to Michael. If you look in the Ben Yoyada here, it gets a little mystical, but we'll quote one line. This is the mysticism of the day. He says, Hadi Yichis Osam Michael. Why did Hashem say Sarcha Umasecha? Your ki hu sar Yisrael bizman she'ein osin rishono shel makom. When, as the Ramban writes in Parshas Achremos, when we're following Hashem, then we have direct hashkacha. There's no sar upon us. We're direct. What do you mean? We're under Hashem, right? Tamid ini Hashem al kechaba, and in Eretz Yisrael for sure. Me'ishas Hashem anach rishona. Right. So we're directly under Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When not, right? What is that? With this week's parsha. What does Rashi say? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that if the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us, you know, directly, then it might not be good. It's repeated in Kisisa too. So this indirect hashkacha. What is the indirect hashkacha? The Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us under the power of a malach. That doesn't mean chas v'shalom that we're allowed to worship a malach. No, indirect hashkacha, as the Ramban describes at length. So when we're not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, so we're under Michael. V'lachein Amar Le Gavriel Le Daniel Ve'ne Echad Mitchazek Imo Ki Michael Sarchem. Michael's the one. U'be'emes Ein Li Yisrael Sar Lamala Rak Ba'ei She'ein Ozer Metzon Shalmakom Nikra Michael Sar Yisrael Al Derech She'amar Chazal K'She'ein Ozer Metzon Shalmakom. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos that we just alluded to. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avram L'Banecha Chatu She'eino Miachsam Elav. We are not Miyuchas to directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are Ein Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. That's why it says, Sarcha Umasecha. And then he adds, Ukshein, Ukshosin Ritzono Shel Makom, Nikra Amin Hashem. Good. But then he has one more line. Sarach Lahavin, Lama Karo Bishmo Ata, Sha'amar Lo Michael Sarcha Umasecha. Why did the Gemara explicate Michael here? So here's the line. Damar Razal, Kishein Osin Ritzono Shel Makom, Naase Mach Urash. When we are not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, we become poor and lowly. Mach, lowly, and rush, poor. Pirshu HaMekubalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his direct hashkacha out from Hashem, out from Am Yisrael. So we become mach and rush. If you have the words Michael and Yisrael, and you remove Keli from them, Aleph, Lam, and Yud, from Michael and from Yisrael, you're left with mach and rush. It says that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taken at that chazal, because Rabbi takes his shechina, so to speak, his direct hashkacha from Am Yisrael, so that's why we're left with mach and rush. Ubazer pirshu chazal, keli keli, lama azavtani. The pasuk in Tehillim, Keli, the Aleph Lamed Yud, right, that's left, that's Michael in Yisrael. If Rabbi takes his direct hashkacha out, that's the illusion. And then he quotes the Gra, he says, and that's the pasuk in the Haftorah of Masei, im tashuv Yisrael, Eli tashuv. If Bnei Yisrael returns to me, so, Eli, they're returning to me. No, Eli, the Aleph Lamed Yud will return and will have the direct Hashkacha again through Michael with Yisrael. Okay, there's more here, but that's the Adkan Divrei Ben Yehoyada for the day, but that is the thought related to why Dafka Michael. So, also, now more in the halachic realm, the blame that is placed on Am Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, to the request that Michal says, "Aye, what about the Tovim Shebahem? No, lo michu. They did not protest. Not protest. Meaning there are two elements there. There's a lo saseh and there's an aseh. Obviously not for the malachim, but they're talking about the people. Number one, there's a mitzvah lo saseh, as we know. Lo samal al damreyacha. Chazal say this doesn't only apply in an extreme case where somebody's life is in danger, but surely if somebody's spiritual life is in danger, we also have to do whatever we can to save them. Well, Samana Damriachas, an Issur Daraisa, it's one of the minority Isurim. There aren't too many of these. An Issur that's violated, B'Shev Altasa. Most Averos are violated actively. But there are 10 to 15 Averos that are violated by not doing something. And one of them is Lo Samana Damriachas. That's the Sefer Achinach in Parashat Kedoshim. Sho Nimna Milahatzil Nefesh Mi Yisrael, Kishinir Eu B'Sakanas Amisa. V'Ha Aveda. V'Yelonu Yecholes Latzilo B'Shum Tzad. If we're able to save someone. And Chazal say, this applies to somebody's life. This applies to somebody's money. If I see somebody's property that's going to be damaged, that's going to be lost, and I have the power to save that, also, Chazal literally dam. If I know testimony on somebody's behalf, and I can get them money. What we spoke about a couple of days ago, Shavuos HaEdus, Kedei Shelo Yovar Chaveiro Mamono. Minayin Shem Noda Lo Edus, She'ino Rashar Lishtok Aleha, Shenem Ralo Samar Adam Reyecha. Minayin Shem Reisa Tovea Benar V'chulu. All of those are included, right? We have a societal obligation to help out others. But that's the one of the makaris for Kiruv, right? We have to do whatever we can to try to be mashpia and try to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the discussions of how much is there a chiyuv, let's say, to put yourself into a suffix sakana, to save somebody from a vade sakana, giving a kidney. Big discussion. Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. We end up paskening Rishus and not a chova. It's a great thing, but there's no obligation. There is a tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Buzner has. The shaila that he was asked is, we pass on Osama Adam Reyacha. So why is it that Rachman al-Islan, if there is a chola out there that needs money, we always hear of tsaris, somebody needs an operation and somebody needs money, why shouldn't every Jew, I hear about it, why shouldn't I have to give all my money to save this person? Osama Adam Reyacha. There are no limits. Right there, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Sukkah that for mitzvahs asay, there are limitations of how much I have to spend. But for a mitzvahs los asay, there's no limit. I have to give away all my money not to violate a los asay. So here, if I have money and I could give somebody, so I give a check, so I should have to give him more of a check. Osama l'adam reyecha. That's the question. Hinei kvodo mesupak ladina. This is, if you want to look it up, it's in Chelek Hey Simin Kufayin Dalet. Amai in chiyav al kol echad v'echad miYisrael lahotzi kol mamono avur chol emesukan. Hazakuk lahotzaos merubos. Latzalas chayav. Kigo lavar nituchim. Somebody has to have an operation. Since it's a lo saseh, lo samal adam reyecha. Da kol echad v'echad muzar b'lav lo samal adam reyecha. Tzar lahotzi afilu kol mamono shlo lavar alav. So he says, good question. But he says, first of all, that principle of spending all your money might only apply to lo saseh sheish behem maisa. Los assays that you violate actively, you have to spend all your money not to violate. Los assays that are passive, as we said, 10 to 15 or so. So maybe that principle of the Rishonim, the Rashba and others quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that does not apply to Isurim B'Shev Al Tase. Number one. But number two, and this is probably the Iker part, that the Isur only applies to a case. And that limit, the non-limit, only applies to a case where the Isur is upon you. But here it's upon all of Klal Yisrael. It's not specifically me, right? If I have a case of Los Amal Adam Reyecha and I don't, then I have to spend all my money to save it if I'm the only one that has the power to save this person. But if there's a chiyuv on the tzibur, so the tzibur as a whole has to do it. But you don't have to take the achrayus of the entire tzibur on your back. Ivruk she'ena davar mutal ala yachid davcha v'kol tzibur b'chlal akriya ke'ena metziya shekfad shekasa kfodo pshitali she'ena yachid b'fnei atzmo mechuyav lahotzi kol mamono v'tzuras ha-mitzvah b'inyin zeh sha'abezdin o ha'omdin barosh yazu asarabim aval as ha-yachid al kaponim ein chayev kanal. That's what he says, difference between a chovas ha-yachid and a chovas ha-rabim. But that is one isser that was involved here, that the Tosafot Yerushalmi says they weren't moche. They deserve to be destroyed because they violated Lo Samal Adam Reyecha. Right? They didn't give enough tochacha in order to try to get them back. Related to this is, as I just said, the mitzvah saseh of tochacha. Right? The lo saseh of Lo Samal Adam Reyecha and the mitzvah saseh of tochacha, which is one of the hardest mitzvahs to fulfill. The balance of Lo Samal Adam Reyecha on the one hand versus going overboard with tochach on the other hand. As the Chazal say, Kishem she mitzvah lo mar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lo mar davar she'eno nishma. It's a mitzvah to say what's going to be listened to, but it's a mitzvah not to say what's not going to be listened to. And that's the hardest idea to know about in this mitzvah. When is it a mitzvah? When am I in a position? When is the person going to be merutzeh to my words? And when not? The smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, counts a separate mitzvah asay to be mekabel tochacha. The mekabel tochacha, right? Or it's the iser in the mitzvah tes. Mishalom mekabel tochacha, right? It's the, that's an iser of the smak, but that's a mitzvah asay. The chinuch says three mitzvahs later. Lahochiach echad mi Yisrael she'enu mislahe kishura. To be misnahe, to give tochacha to a Jew who is not acting properly. Bein bedvarim shebein adam l'chaveiro o bein adam l'makom. Shneamar ochiach tochiach es amisecha. Rav Yishol Salanter says, es amisecha l'rabos atzmacha. Right, we have to, S is always the rabo something. S means, including yourself. We have to give tochacha to ourselves. Velotisa alav chet, right, followed by lotisa alav chet, not going overboard and violating. Violating, that's an isser that we have to always be aware of. Remember, Aaron Soloveitchik's beautiful thought in his Sefer, Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, on tochacha from the word hochacha. Hochacha is to prove. Lahochiach. The real tochach is not just to bang somebody down, but it's to lift them up, to prove to them who they really are. Lochiach, to prove you're not like this, you shouldn't be doing this, right? You're above that. Like Rashi quotes in Pirkei Avos, Aaron HaKohen used to go to each, everybody, and, you know, two people who are, you know, somebody wasn't acting properly, so Aaron would befriend them. And then he would think, Aaron's befriending me. Aaron, I better shape up. He doesn't know what I do in my free time. That's why he gets better, because, you know, Aaron HaKohen is coming to him, and that's the tochacha. Aaron HaKohen just gives somebody a phone call, right, and puts his arm around them. Says that itself is the gufa tochacha, just by saying, oh, somebody chashev is friends with me, I better shape up. That's the koach of tochacha. Rav Sorotskin on that pasuk also in Kedoshim says, it's learned out, the idea of tochacha, and just standing up for what I believe is something that is crucial. Right? The Achronim discuss, even before that, the Achronim have the Chakira, how much is Tochacha really for the person to receive it? Or how much is it that there's a Chil Hashem going on here and I have to stand up for Kvot Shamayim? Right? Even if it's not going to be fully listened to. So that's a Chakira with many Halachic Nafkaminas. But the Sorotskin says, remember the Medrash in Parsha Shmos, that Paro, when he called his cabinet together to discuss the Jewish problem, so the three great advisors were there. Bilam and Eov and Yisro. And the Medrash says, Bilam was the one that gave the advice to throw the Jewish babies in and get rid of them. So he was killed. He was killed by the sword. Eov, that was quiet, he didn't say anything. He got Yisurin. And Yisro, that ran away, he had his great-great-great-grandchildren sitting in the Sanhedrin. So what did Yisro do? Yisro, he knew he wasn't going to be listened to, but he made a macha. He made a macha. He said, I'm leaving. I'm not staying here for this type of behavior. And he left. Must have made an impression. Obviously, nobody was influenced by it, but it made an impression. And that was his hocheach tochiach. And now you see from there, the galus of what came from Yisro, just because he was able to stand up. Again, there's a lot more in tochacha, but let's continue a little more. But that is what Gavriel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what about the Tovim Shebahem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, no, Lafi Shelo Michu. Okay, we continue. So what happens? He said, I did what I'm supposed to do, and he said, no, you didn't, and you shouldn't have told us. So, fifth to last skinny line. Asyua Ludubiel, Sara de Parsoi, Vokma Bacharike. This is all Yecheskel talking about this vision that he saw. And they brought Dubiel, who was a different, right, Malach. Again, the Malachim all have Shem Hashem in them. This is Tsar of the Persians. And he put him in his place. Right, after Bavel. Who came after Bavel? Persia. That was the next nation to come that took over. V'shimesh Esra V'echad Yom. And he served, so to speak, for 21 days. Hayinu Tachsiv. V'sar Malchus Paras Omeid L'Negdi Esra V'echad Yom. That's Daniel. V'hine Michael Achad Asarim Arishon Ebal Azreini V'anino Sarti Shom Eitzel Malchei Paras. Right? I was one that Michal helped me out, and I was left there with Malchei Paras. Yavale Esra V'chad Malchi Uparvasa Demashheg. And they put under his control 21 kings and this certain area called Demashheg. Amar Sivali Yisrael Ba Karga. And he said, I want to be able, meaning I, on behalf of his nation down there, I want to be able to tax the Jewish people. Kisvule, gave it to him. Ksivule, Rabbanan, Ba'akarga. I want even the rabbis to be included in this. Kisvule, gave it to him. Bina, Debailamechtam, they were about to sign it. so to speak, what does that mean? Sign it, right? Writing and sign it, just like the Gemara said in Rosh Hashanah, right? On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's ksiva, there's chasima. Chasima means final decision. They wanted to have a chasima. Omar Gabriel Me'achoya Pargot. Gabriel stuck his head in from behind the curtain and says, no, 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 wait. V'yomar, shav lachem mashkimei kum ma'achrei sheves. False and worthless for you are people who get up early, ma'achrei sheves, and stay out late. Ochli lechem o'atzabim ken yitin liyedido shena. So too you shall give literally shena to my yedid, to my friend. What does that mean? My ken yitin liyedido shena. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Elu nishosein shal talmidei chachamim. These are, not only the talmidei chachamim have zechuyos, even the wives of the talmidei chachamim have zechuyos, shemenadato shena ba'olam hazeh. Right, they don't sleep in this world. They're waiting up late for their husbands to come back, and they're busy with the chores of the house, and they're zochet olam haba, as they are the akeres habayis. So Gabriel is saying, how can you do this to the Jewish people? They have such unbelievable zechuyos. And he was not listened to. The Ritva adds in a little more illustrative. He says they apply this pasuk to them. They say the umos ha'olam shatam rotzim l'shabed. He says they get up early and go late, and they work very hard. He says, but it's ain't a domet to what the Jews do, work very hard. Even the women. But he quotes, and the men, of course, shatem rotzim l'shabed b'Yisrael shehem mashkim minu ma'arivim la'asok batora u'manadatin shena me'ayneihem. Right, they spend all get up early in the morning and go to sleep late at night. Right, shurvan chadosh baruch hu. So Gabriel says, what about that schus? But he was not listened to. Amar Lefanov. So now, it was said in front of him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Yiu, this is the Gavriel's last try. And this is what's going to get back to the original pasuk that we quoted with, started with. Im Yiu Kol Chachmei Umos Olam B'Kach Moznayim. If all the great rabbis, all the great wise people of the other nations were on one side of the scale, V'Daniel Ish Chamudos B'Kashniyah Lo Nimsa Machriyas Kulam, wouldn't Daniel be Machriya and weigh down the scale? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Uzeh Shemalamit Zchus Al Banai. Who is that that's being Malamit Zchus? Amru Lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam Gavriel. Amar Lahem Yavo. Okay, let him come back in. Shenemar Ani Basi B'Dvarecha. That's the pasuk that we started out with. So Gavriel notes to Daniel, is because of you. This whole story is here because the beginning of the pasuk called not anointing Inui. Right, that's why this is here. Amar Lahu, Leol, let him in, Ailuhu, they brought him in. Asa Ashkechei LeDubiel DeNakalei Likras Abiyadei. So he saw that Dubiel had the letter that was going to subjugate the Jews more. Boy Lamir Maminei, he tried to get it, Boa, whatever that means. He swallowed the letter. Ika Da'amri Mechtav Aviksiva, Mechtam Lavi Chasma. Some say they never got to sign it, which basically is another way of saying that it wasn't a final decree in heaven. Ika Da'amri Af Mechtam Nami Avichasme, it was signed, but Kidabale Machik Lemine. But as he swallowed it, it got erased. So again, what does that mean? It means either HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let it to be finalized, or even if it was finalized, you know, it got changed because Gavriel came back and the Zechuyos of Klal Yisrael determined that they shouldn't have this Gzeira. Hainu, Dibim Malchusa, De Paras, Ika de Yavkarga, Ika de Lo Yavkarga. That's why in that time period in Persia, after they took over, after Babel, there were some that gave taxes and some that didn't give taxes, again, until it ended with the Purim story. Va'ani Yotze, Vihine Sar Yavan Ba, and who came after Paras? Right, Yavan came after Paras. So, he continues, and Daniel continues, as after that, I saw the Tsar of Yavan, Ave, Ave, V'lekad Ashkechwe, woe to me, woe to me, I see another Golas on the horizon. Right? And he says, nobody listened, because obviously, Bnei Yisrael deserved what they got. Okay, Adkan, the story of the Malachim, and Daniel, and Yechezkel, and Gavriel, and Michael, and all the other players. Vaiter. V'iba Yisema, Rechitza de'ikri'ini min'olan. Next stage. Where else do I see that Rechitza is called Inir? Remember the first pasuk, first source was the pasuk in Daniel. That's how we got into this whole discussion. Inui and then Rechitza is included. How else? Is there any other place where I know that Rechitza is called Inir min Olan Mehacha? From the following, Tetziv. The pasuk says in the beginning of Malachim. Remember Malachim Aleph, David HaMelech is on his deathbed, and he gives instructions to Shlomo. Take care of this guy and take revenge from him and make sure this. And he gives instructions. So one of them he says, all the people that rebelled against him, that supported his son, Avshalom, in the rebellion, you gotta make sure that you, take care of. So one of them was Eviatar. Eviatar HaKohen, he supported the other side. So Dechsiv, Ula Eviatar HaKohen Amar HaMelech, Anatot Lech, Al Sadecha. Eviatar Shlomo says, leave, get out of here. Ki Ish Mavis Ata. You are a ben mavet. I should really kill you. Uvayom azelo amischa. I'm not going to right now. Kinasates aron. Hashem Elokim lefnei David Avi. You did serve, so I'm not going to kill you, but you can't be here. V'chi his anisa b'chol asher his ana avi. And you also were in a state of affliction when my father was in a state of affliction. There's the lashon. V'ksiv be David. And what happened with David? Ki amru, when David was leaving, and the city, the context, if you look in the Pesukim, the city of Machanayim came out to help David, ki amru, they said, come out and help, ha'am ra'ev, the nation is hungry, va'ayef, v'tsamei ba'midbar, each word, ra'ev milachem, v'tsamei mimayim, ayef mimay, what's the extra word, ayef? Lav mirechitza, doesn't it mean that they haven't taken a shower in so long? So you see, that's also included in the description of Inui. So Gemara says, who says, maybe it means they were walking, they didn't have leather shoes. So, okay, a different pasuk that shows me, mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. So you see, mayim karim, talking about washing, rechitza is a lashon of ayef. Maybe that means from drinking, not from washing. So, miksiv bin nefesh ayefa, al nefesh ayefa ksiv. It doesn't say in, where you would drink it, it means on. So that's how you know, Rechitza is included where it says Ayef, and Ayef is included where it's described as Ki Hisanisa with David, and that's how you know Rechitza is included. Period. So, we have a marker for Sicha and for Rechitza. Daraisa Darabanan, however you understand it. Next. How do you know that wearing leather shoes and not wearing leather shoes is called Inui? As we discussed yesterday, the important Machlokas Abaye and Rava, which Rav Elchanan pointed out, is it per se, right, the Isser, or is it just a kiyum of Inui? Right, it's a big nafkamina. You're allowed to wear, like Bizman Azeh, we have many comfortable shoes that are not leather. Right, everybody just wear Crocs on Yom Kippur. So is that a problem? That a problem? So generally the post can assume it's not a problem. Right, because even if the motivation was, you know, a state of Inui, but once it's described as what the Isser is, we're not Mosif. We're not Mosif on the Isser.
How do we know when you let us sell those leather?
So how do we know? That's the in many areas of halacha, na'al, the definition of na'al is called leather, for Yom Kippur, and for chalitza, and for others as well. Because that's what all generally shoes were made of then. Minalan dechsiv, v'david oleh b'ma'ala hazesim, David is leaving, remember, by this is now Shmuel Beis, when he's going out of Yishalayim, by the rebellion. David is going to ma'ala hazetim, oleh u'bocheh, going and crying, v'rosh lo chafui, and his head is covered, v'hu holech yachaf. And he's going out yachaf. What's Yachaf? Yachaf mimai, la mi ilsa sandal. Doesn't that mean that he's not wearing shoes? No leather shoes. And that's included in his state of Inui that was mentioned before. Vidilma mi socio martika. No, maybe it just means he didn't have his normal horse and the whip that's used on the horse. Right? He was running, he was walking. So that's what it means. He was Yachaf. He was barefoot, but not really barefoot. Barefoot from riding. So Elam Rab Nachman bar Yisla mehacha. Fine, from this pasuk. Lechu bitachta asak me'al masnecha. Go open the snack that's on your loins. V'na'alcha tachlots me'al raglecha. And take off your shoes. This is Yishayahu Anavi when he's connecting to the Churban. V'ksiv ayas kein aloch aron v'yachef. And it says there, he was Yachaf. So he was told earlier to take off his shoes. Yachaf mimai. La minilas asandal. Maybe that's what it means. Again, the source for not lilas asandal. Maybe it just means that he was wearing old, decrepit, patched shoes. Doesn't mean he wasn't wearing any shoes. Because if you don't say that, it also says in the pasuk he was naked. Arum. Arum mamish, what, he was totally naked walking around? Ela bibikadin biluyim. No, it just means worn out, you know, old clothing. So maybe that's what it means here too. So still, how do you know that you can't wear leather shoes at all? Maybe it just means this, the mitulaim, patched shoes. Another try. It's pretty amazing, the whole sense that you get from the Gemara. If the Gemara is just looking for an asmachta, like Tosfos and the Rush and Rashi hold, why would they try so hard? You would think, an asmachta, okay, find an asmachta, good. But if it's a real din daraisa, and you have to find a pasuk in Navi, the daraisa says Inui. The pasukim in Navi are just being megale what is Inui. But it makes much more sense to why the Gemara is trying so hard to find a source for this if it's a din daraisa. Again, it's not a raya machrachas, but it's just a little more difficult if it's just a drabana looking for an asmachta. Why do we care so much? Why do we care so much of whether it's based on pasukim? But again, it's not a raya, but it's just a ha'ara. So, Viter. Elam Rab Nachman Yisla Mehacha. Mini Raglech Mi Yachaf. Vigronech Mi Tsam Up. That's what it is. Prevent your legs from Yachaf. From barefoot. Ugronech Mi Tsim Up. And from your Garon from thirst. So what does that we mean? Does that mean so we darshan? Mini atzmeich menachit kidei shelo yavo ragel chalidei yachaf. What is it? Yichuf, right? What does it mean? Prevent your feet from barefoot. Don't sin so that you don't have to go into galus and be barefoot. Right, that's how the Tosfos Yeshanim adds in. The bottom Tosfos Yeshanim. Kahoche gola, the golim holchim yachefim. When he said it's a galus, you walk barefoot. Min ilishonech, mi dvarim bitelim. Prevent your tongue from talking dvarim bitelim. Kadesh lo yavo, gronech li deitzmeya. So that your gara doesn't come to thirst. Okay, so that pasuk is accepted. Last one. Tajraj amita, digra inu min Allah. And how do you know that Tajraj amita, or the lack thereof, is called inui, dechsev im ta'ane espinosai, v'im tikach nashim. Right, this is, if you remember, Laban, when he chases after Yaakov, and he says, don't do this to my daughters, trying to act like a great tzaddik. So what does it mean? Don't be ma'ane. Don't cause my daughters to suffer. V'im tikach nashim, and don't take any more wives on my daughters. So what does that mean? So im ta'ane mitashmish, do not cause them to suffer by denying them tashmish. That's inui, that's the pasuk. V'im tikach mitzaros, and don't take any more co-wives. So that's the source that a lack of tashmish is called inui. I v'ema idi v'idi mitzaros. Maybe both phrases really mean taking other wives, meaning don't torture my daughters by taking other wives. Maybe that's the point. Miksiv imtikach v'imtikach siv. There's a vav there. I think it's two separate statements that Lavan is saying. V'ema idi v'idi mitzaros chad. Well, I'm sorry. Just reading this line, to be sure, this is a makar from Lavan's language. So also, that's even if you want to say it's daraisa, it's not a real makar, it's just a gilui. It's just a gilui. V'ema idi v'idi mitzaros, chavatzaros di dey v'chavatzaros da'asin lame'ama. No, still, maybe both phrases are about co-wives. One are co-wives di dey. What does that mean? Elevating Bilah and Zilpah to be real wives. Don't do that to my daughters. And then the other one, tzaros da'asin lame'ama. And others don't take any extra wives. Dumya d'imtikach, right? Similar, maybe you compare them. It's both going on imtikach, question mark. So maybe they're both talking about extra wives, which is interesting according to the Medrash that Rashi quotes in Breishis, that even Bilah and Zilpah were daughters. They were all sisters of each other. So, but he still had a certain feeling, maybe they were daughters of a Pilegesh, or of some other type of wife. But that's not, they weren't on the same level. So the Gemara says, miksiv imtikach v'imtaneh. Doesn't say it in that order, which would mean that Taneh is a explanation of Imtikach. It's the opposite. Imtaneh v'imtikach siv. And therefore, it must mean what we said already. Period. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, hatashmish gufa ikra inui. You're telling me that not having tashmish is called inui? The opposite we find. We have having tashmish is called inui. Dechsiv, it says by Shechem, vayishkavo sava ya'aneha, that he tortures her. So the Gemara says, no. Amar lei hasam she'ina mi bios acheros. There he tortured her with bios acheros. What does that mean? That is a question in the Rishonim and the Achronim. So we'll just go with Rashi. Rashi has two pshatim. First Rashi says, means mi bios acheros. Rashi says that Shechem liked to torture Dina in the way that he tried to be involved with her, and then before he was involved with her, he stopped. And that was the torture that he did. Or number two, Rashi's second shot, which Rashi also quotes a la Torah, is that it means be a shelo kedarka. And that's what it means, be bios acheros, that's inui. Be a kedarka, a lack of be a kedarka is called inui, and be a shelo kedarka itself is called inui. And that's a discussion here in the Rishonim and the Poskim. You're looking elsewhere, is that really true? That Bi'a Shalok Darka is called, Inu is called torture, is it called Hana? Is it Aser Daraisa by all of the Arayos of Bi'a Shalok Darka? Is there an Iser Kares? That's the discussion of the Rishonim here. Is Hana part of the Iser Daraisa of Gili Arayos, so that if you have Bi'a Shalok Darka, so then it wouldn't apply. Okay, either way, that's discussion here, but we continue. Tana Rabbana. So we find out the sources. So now we're going to talk about in detail some of the Inuyim. Aser lirchos mixas gufo kachal gufo. On Yom Kippur, it's aser to wash any part of the body. Not just the whole body. Any part of the body is aser daraisa. Vim haya, meluchlach betit ubitsoa, and as we mentioned before, but if it gets dirty, tit and soa, rochets kedarko, the enochoshes. Just wash. Wash normally and don't worry about it. Enochoshes. And the Ritva here says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, rechitza, there's a big difference on Yom Kippur. Rechitza is only aser shel tainug. Pleasurable washing is aser. Washing for a purpose is not aser on Yom Kippur. And that's why washing, if your hands are dirty, or if the Ritva says here, if I went to the bathroom, right, I'm allowed to wash my hands. Or doing Netilas Yadayim in the morning, right, I'm allowed to wash. Or Kohanim, before they duchen, are allowed to wash on Yom Kippur. Any of those are mutter, because Rechitza Shal Tainug is the only thing that's Aser. Rechitza Shein Shal Tainug is not Aser. Sicha is Aser, even Lo Shal Tainug. Even Lo Shal Tainug. Sicha is Aser, even if it's not enjoyable. I just put it on for other reasons. That is a chiluk between rechitza and sicha. That's learned out from the next line. Aser lasuch mixas gufa kachol gufo. In other words, anoint yourselves at all, even part. If you're in pain, you're allowed to do sicha. But that's it. That's the only idea. If you're in pain. But anything more than that, if you're not in pain, but you just want to put it on, not dafka for tainuk, that also would be Aser. If you look here in the Tosafot Yeshanim, he says, what about the Isser of Shechikas Samamanim? What about taking medicine if you're in pain? You're in critical pain, right? You're in a little pain. So why isn't there an Isser of taking medicines on Shabbos, Shechikas Samamanim? So the Tosafot Yeshanim just says, there's no problem, without answering it. The Meiri here says, no, because we're talking about oils that healthy people anoint themselves with. So it's like the Heter Machal Briyim. Just like you're allowed to eat any food for medicinal purposes on Shabbos, that's not called taking medicine. So to this oil is Machal Briyim. The Rishash has an amazing Hara. He doesn't quote the Meiri, he didn't have a Meiri. But he quotes this answer. He says, maybe you want to say it's oil that normal, regular people use. But he says, on Shabbos you have that Heter, that Svara, because even if I'm eating the chicken soup, because for medicinal purposes, but everybody eats chicken soup today. But on Yom Kippur, nobody else is anointing themselves. So how could you have the heter of Machal Briyim on Yom Kippur if nobody... You're right, on a regular day it's Machal Briyim, but not on Yom Kippur. So the Rishah says there must be a different reason why it's mutter, and that is, since there's a principle in Masechah Shabbos called Hoel, since something is mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. Besides the Inuyim, we have a connection between the two Shabbos Shabbosons, and therefore if it's Mutter on Shabbos, it's Mutter on Yom Kippur. That's why it's Mutter here. Even though the real Svara does not apply. There's even a beautiful Hara. What does it mean, Eino Choshesh? Wash and don't worry about it. Eino Choshesh. What do those two words add? The Shem Mesiyana Balacha says, sometimes, let's say we wash our hands when we're in the bathroom. So sometimes we wash, and it could be that the water goes a drop further up on our wrist than we need. So he says, don't worry about it. Eino choshesh. Don't do extra on purpose. But you don't have to be so medactic and make yourself crazy that every inch, you know, just wash. You have to wash. And if it's a little bit more, eino choshesh, don't worry about it. It's not a problem of, psikresha. Weiter. Tana, Devei Menashe, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Medicha Isha Yad Es Achas B'mayim, a woman can wash one of her hands in water, V'nosenes Paslo Tinok, in order to give food, she wants to wash her hands before she feeds her child, and she can give food to her baby, V'eino Choshashas, and she does not have to worry about anything. Let's continue for a minute. Amru Olav Al-Shami Azakin, Shelo Ratzal Achil B'yado Achas, Shami didn't want to do that. The Sfas Emes says, because he was worried that he might come to eat the food. He didn't want to be Machil Mamish. The Gazra Olav L'Achil B'shei Yadayim. And they were gozer, no, you have to. My time up. Why? What's the issue here that you're allowed to wash before food? Amar Abaye Mishum Shivsa. What's Shivsa? So Rashi says, it's the Ruach Ra'a that rests on our hands if we don't wash in the morning. That's the Ruach Ra'a, which sounds like from Rashi, you're not allowed to wash in the morning. Right, so you're allowed to feed the child. Tosva says, what are you talking about? You're allowed to wash your hands in the morning. We can't be talking about that Ruach Ra'a. It must be a different Ruach Ra'a that tries to cause danger to little children. And also it washes away when you wash your hands before you feed the child. It's two different types of Ruach Ra'a, says Tosfos. It's not the one from the morning that we wash every morning three times, because that's what you're allowed to do. Sounds like from Rashi, you're not allowed to do that. But you're not allowed to do that. So, and Tosfos says that's no worse than dirt. You're allowed to wash your hands to get dirt off. So this is no worse. This is spiritual dirt. So Tosfos says it's Inyan Acherhu. It's a different one. Tosva says, why don't we wash our hands today before we give it to the kids? Right, Tosva's last three lines. Umasha olam ein nizhar machshabazeh. We're not nizhar with this. Lefi she'enos aruach ra shoreb be'elu hamalchias. Kemosh ein nizhar an ala giluy v'ala zugos. Wow. Tosva says, nah, that ruach ra is not so prevalent in our time and in our countries. Just like we're not worried about giluy, mayim gluyim. This Tosva is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Just like if you have water that's left overnight, that's open, you're allowed to drink it, Me'ekar Adin. The Vilna Gaon was machmed about it. He argues in the Shulchan Aruch. But Me'ekar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch, was Tosfos, and Yeradeya Kufta Zayin. They tell me now we're not worried about it. So you see, there are certain Ruach Raz that we're not worried about. And also those that say Zugos, the end of Psachim, right? Many are not machmed about Zugos doing things in pairs today, even though that's on the dark side, because that is not prevalent. So again, these are issues that, important discussions of when something still stays the halacha, even if the mitzias isn't the same, or when does it change? So Tosa says, these we are not machbid for anymore. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Haholech, Lahakbo Pnei Aviv, O Pnei Rabba, O Pnei Misha Gadim Imenu, if somebody's walking, and somebody wants to travel on Yom Kippur, and he happens to walk, he's going to meet his Rebbe, or his father, over at Savar B'mayim Eino Choshesh, he can walk through water, even though washing, but this is not Shel Tainug, right, you're going to see your Rebbe, and you can walk through water up until your neck, in water of Eino Choshesh, and don't worry about it. The Tosfos Yeshanim here says, what about the Chashash Schita? Forget washing. What about Schita? You're not allowed to saturate a begin on Shabbos. So the Tosfos Yeshanim here says one answer, Tosfos on Shabbos says the other answer. All over Shas, whenever this is quoted, they quote these two ideas. Number one, soaking a begin might only be usher on Shabbos when it is dirty. But when it's clean, there's no isser. That's the principle called Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso. That might only apply by dirty begadim. It's 2 days in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch. But the concept of getting something wet on Shabbos, being usher per se, that might only apply to dirty and not wet, and not clean. Number two, Tosfos in Shabbos has another answer, and this says, this is what's called derech lichluch. If you're wiping something, you're not cleaning it. After we wash the Tilas Yadayim every Friday night, so we wash our hands on a towel, are we cleaning the towel? No! We're wiping! So that's not called a malacha, that's the heter of derech lichluch. Period. Ibailu, a rabbi tell Talmud Mai. What about the other way? A rabbi going to see a Talmud. Tashma Damar of Yisra Barbarchana, Anach Azise Le Ziri, Aiso Ziri, Da'azo Gabi Rabbi Revchia Bar Ashi Talmide. He went to his Talmud. Ravashi Amar, Hahu Revchia Bar Ashi, Da'azo Gabi Ziri Rabbi. No, you got the story wrong. Okay. Rava Shara Lebnei Aver Yamina, Lemever Bamaya Linture Pere. Rava allowed these people to go to the other side of a river, to walk through the river on Yom Kippur, to guard their fruit. Right. Why? Hefsid Maruba. This Gemara says, Hefsid Maruba, you're allowed to violate, not violate, it's not called Shel Tainug, you're allowed to do that, that's enough of its Sorech. Amalei Abai Lerava, Tani de Masalei Elecha, Shomrei Pere was over and outside of Bamaya, Mena Choshashim. Says a Brisa that supports you. I forgot to mention before, that we don't possibly like that Shammai, you're allowed to touch food on Yom Kippur. Food is not muksa. He was us, he didn't want to touch the food. Food is not muksa on Yom Kippur. There's more to there, but we don't have time right now. Rav Yosef, Shara Lehula B'nei Beit Tarbu. And Rav Yosef allowed the B'nei Beit Tarbu, Lemever B'maya, Lemesi L'Pirka, to go to a shir. Lemeza L'Shara Lehu. He didn't allow them to go back, though. If you don't allow them to come back, they're not going to go in the first place next time. You got to give them the heter of chazara. Ika da amri, or others say, sharuluhu lemesi, v'sharuluhu lemeza. He allowed them to go and come back. Amalei abaya. Bishlam lemesi lechai. Fine to go. El lemeza my time, why you allow them to go back? Kadeshalote machshin lasilavo. So that I'm not machshul them next time. Right? Big discussion in Hilcha Shabbos. The heter of Chazar B'Shabbos from a life-threatening emergency, Achlokas or Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says he could even violate Doraisis to come back because of this Svara. Rav Shlomo Zalman says only Durabanans. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yehuda. Havi Kaimi Aguda de Nahar. They were on the banks of Nahar Pras. Amabra de Chatzad. By the Chatzad crossing. Vavika Rami, Vavikoi Rami, Bar Papa, Bahach Gisa. He was on the other side. Ramanu Kali screamed out at them, Malum Everla Mesi La Gabaychu La Mishal Shmaitza. Am I allowed to go through this body of water to come ask you something? Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Damri Shavayu, over. Ubavashalo Yoti Yadam Itachas Chefes Chaluko. Yes, as long as you don't pick up your shirt too much. Why? Because that would be carrying the shirt. Right? The Isra of carrying. So you can't pick it up too much, so it's like folded over, so it's not like you're wearing it. Iga da Amri or Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda Tanino, or they quoted a Brisa, Over Ubilvashalo Yoti Yoda Mitachas Chevas Chaluko. Period. Now let's go back last section to what we said before. Before we mentioned that you could go in water up to your neck and not worry about it. Maskal Rav Yosef, Ubachol, Bakia Gavni Mishari, even on weekday, you're allowed to do that? Vaksiv is dangerous. The Pasuk describes, we had this back earlier. In the future, there's going to be a river coming out of the Beis HaMikdash. And it starts out skinny and it gets wider. I was ankle deep. You're allowed to go into ankle deep water. Knee deep. Waist deep, you're still allowed to go in. Mikan ve'elech, v'yamad elef nachala shelo chalavar. So you see, it's dangerous once it's above the waist. So up to the neck, are you allowed to do that? Amar Abaya shani nachal d'radifi maya. No, a river is different because that's crazy wild water. That's why. It's not calm water. Yachal yavarini, and that's what it was talking about in our case. Yachal yavarini besich ve'yum, I think you could swim across. Tamal amar ki ga'u mayim me'sachu. The water was so strong. May me'sachu, what does that mean? Shiyuta. Meisachu is swimming, shekinkarn l'shaita seicha, because that's what they use. It was deep enough to go swimming, but it was too rough, and that's why they didn't even go across with swimming. Yachal yavarini beburni katana, you might think you could go with a little boat. Tamalomar, bal telech bo, ani shayit. You can't. Yachal yavarini beburni gedola, tamalomar, vitsia dir lo yavrenu. My mashma, kidimetargim, Rav Yosef, lo tezel be besfina sayadin, or burni rabasi lo teguzena. Right, you can't go cross with any of them. Amr Yudah ben Pazi af Malach Amavas in the Rishus Lavar Besocho. Nobody, even Malachim, can't get across the river, the torrential river that's going to be there in the future. Ksiv Hacha Baltelech Bo Ani Ashit Fiksiv Hasam Moshut Baaretz. That's right, the first parak of Eov, where the Satan of the Malach Amavas is looking around. Period. This describes the river in the future. And again, this, but along the way, we got the halachos of Rechitza and Sicha v'chulu. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf, Ad Hashem, we're back to what I gave in the last cycle. So tomorrow's daf will be moved from the last cycle, daf Ayin Ches, and Ad Hashem will pick up on Sunday with Ayin Tes. But Ad Hashem, it'll be uploaded from the last cycle. Okay.